Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Consuming Love. Do I have a muse when I write my stories? Truth is, I do. I'm using Sir as a muse. Yes, a muse of the dirtiest sort. My laptop screen burgeons with words of sexual delight, of visions and desires and erotic mischief, and is only a quick thought away. So many fantasies are swirling across my mind. Such as thick black ropes. Yes, binding your spread legs to my kitchen chair, and then torn clothing strewn in haste. Your naked body squirms against leather restraints, immobilizing all but your mouth. I love the way you are moaning, sighing, breathing. As I lean close and command your hot, magical tongue to circle my double deep breast. Yes, baby. God, I love the way it feels. Yes. I then think about straddling you, putting on a blindfold that I am tying tightly. I release one of your well-toned arms and direct your fingers under my skirt into the wetness between my legs. Yes, feels good. I'm so wet for you, baby. Oh, you know that, sir, my alpha male. And then I demand that you touch yourself. Yes, I want you to come all over me. Will you do that, baby? Oh, please. Oh, I really want you to. Yes. Oh, yes. Your free hand pumps your beautiful cock greedily. Yes, your sweat-slicked body straining fruitlessly against unyielding bondage. Faster, louder. Oh, yes. Shuddering, screaming. God, I love it when you moan, baby. Especially when you moan my name. And I know you do. Especially after you listen to my stories. Am I right, doctor? My alpha male, sir? Then your searing pulses of cum. Yes. Dousing my face and breast with pungent warmth. Yes. Yes, baby. It is a fantasy of mine. Yes, it is. And too bad Seth doesn't know. Or does he? And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Are you ready for a femdom story, sir? My alpha male, I know you are. Yes, you love it when I'm in control. Now let's begin the story. Ready? All right, let's begin. Fuck, you are very sexy, Salty Vixen. You said to me as I walk into the room, staring at you. Yes, doctor, my alpha male. You are in the chair, as I ordered. And very naked, yes. Oh, the anticipation has made you hard. I look into your eyes, feeling your soul connecting, yes. You would never have expected I could be so purposeful, so wanton, so fucking perfect. Dressed to consume you in a perfect fuck. My body wrapped in lingerie, black lace, my legs in silk, my feet in red heels. I order you to be still as you squirm in ecstasy. Yes, baby. I move steadily towards you, hips swaying as I carefully, slowly place one foot in front of the other. Oh, I cannot wait for tonight. I eventually stand in front of you, waiting. You want me, don't you? You have been waiting for this. So tell me, sir, my doctor, my alpha male, what is it that you want? I want to jump up and grab you and take you from behind hard, Salty Vixen. You said to me, oh, not tonight, my love, not tonight. I said, as you sit patiently, unable to breathe. Yes, I smile. Oh, and the look in my eyes makes you more aroused. Yes. As I reach out and rag a single nail down your naked torso, I gasp in anticipation of more as you feel your balls tighten and go heavy, baby. Yes, the way my hands cup them makes you totally mine. You like that, baby? Yes. Oh, I hope you're imagining all of this. Reaching from behind my back, somehow hidden in my underwear, I pull out a length of raw white silk, and by the flush of my cheeks, you can tell how turned on I am by my power, yes, baby. You want to reach out and feel my wetness. Yes, oh God, yes. More than anything in the world. Instead, well, you sit obediently. I smirk as I'm about to blindfold you, and I know you are excited that you are going to submit to me tonight. I did let you be the dom for your birthday, didn't I? Now it's time for me to enjoy tonight, sir. I take your arms and draw them behind you. You feel your forearms bound behind the chair, behind your back together. Oh, your erection, my. By my touch, the sound of my breathing, and the dawning realization of the scent of my arousal are suddenly your entire world, sir. Oh, you groan as I bind each of your legs to the legs of the chair. Yes, sir, you are very helpless, at my mercy, and very aroused. The silk of what can only be my underwear slides over your shoulder and over your upper arm. Oh yes, as it reaches your belly, you could not help but moan at the anticipation of more. And I stop for a moment. Oh sir, do you like this? Do you want me to continue? Please, is all you could get out. The unmistakable heat of my mouth covers the tip of your beautiful cock in just the right way. Yes, I feel my tongue wrapping around you in a relentless dance of hunger and need. You picture me on my knees in front of you. Yes, as you feel my now free double deep breaths against your legs. The feeling fulfills you completely until the delicious brink of orgasm. And then I suddenly stop. Oh, the silk of my thighs brushes softly against you as I slowly circle you, pressing at you. Yes, scraping my nails along exposed surfaces like a cat in heat. You love that, baby? Oh, yes. My wetness on your knee is overwhelming, and you need to take me in your mouth. And suck. Oh, yes. My trembling nectar into your depths until I collapse in an orgasm. But the problem is, sir, you are agonizingly bound in place under my control. Please, oh please, salty vixen, you implore in a growl. Yes, you feel my wetness coat the shaft of your cock as I respond silently to your request. My moan fills your trembling soul. Oh, I have backed onto you, and it is perfect. The relentless sliding of my wet, delicious pussy over the shaft of your cock. Yes, the hardness of my clitoris screaming in electric need over the sensitive part of your tip. Oh, yes. Feels good. Yes. You pray I don't stop. And as I do, well, you wait in anticipation as I tease you with time. Your lips find my mouth, press against them as my breath and swirling tongue find yours. The embrace deepens as you feel my thighs on yours. My breasts, yes, they push against your chest and my hard nipples, tormenting you further. The swell of my mound pressing against your shaft. And oh, baby, your legs are shaking. You break of the kiss, and your mouth finds my nipple. And then, you bite down hard, sending me to the edge. As I begin to emit a long, low moan. Oh, yes. I then lower myself onto you in a slow, perfect fuck. You feel my muscles fluttering around your beautiful cock. And then I rise again. The need in my body surprises you. The lust in my breath. Oh, it's too much for you. And then you suddenly realize how close and quick my orgasm is. Yes! And as I lower myself, you begin to blindly reach an orgasm. Yes. Oh, yes, give me that calm, baby. Yes. Your world. Oh, a swirl of tangled orgasm makes scent and breath. Oh, it's spasming pleasure, intense lust, and consuming love. Oh, did you like that, my doctor, my alpha male? Oh, I know you love this story, baby. Oh, I wish the fantasy was once again a reality. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Oh, yeah, stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.